The daily office readings for Tuesday
from Proper 19, after Pentecost.
The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 61, a psalm of David, a prayer for protection, a cry for help, an expression of trust as the psalmist is perhaps preparing to make a pilgrimage. He prays for the king to keep him safe. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to thee, when my heart is faint. Lead thou me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou art my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in thy tent forever, O, to be safe under the shelter of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those who fear thy name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Bed, steadfast love and faithfulness watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to thy name as I pay my vows day after day. The New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. The Apostle Paul and Silas are now journeying through the interior to the Aegean. They enter Europe for the very first time, arriving at Philippi, the leading city of the district of Macedonia. It was one of the Roman colonies founded to provide land for veteran soldiers, and it thus had special civil rights. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing, beseeching him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Setting sail, therefore, from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. The word of the Lord. The gospel appointed for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 55 through chapter 12, verse 8. In the full knowledge of a plot against his life, Jesus returns to the vicinity of Jerusalem. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and saying to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should let them know, so that they might arrest him. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Thus he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. Jesus said, Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. Praise to you, Lord Christ.